If God is supreme, how can God manifest as by monotheism? If we say that Radha Krishna both are God, so how can both, supreme has to be one, how can they be two? Yeah, I explained that ek atma dui deha dhari, that there is one soul who is manifesting in two forms. So it is, when we say Krishna and Radha, they are not two persons, actually speaking. They are one person who manifests in two forms. So, when we say that, okay, there are many gods and some, that's polytheism, that different gods will fight with each other. Now, the idea is that the two are independent realities and they are independent persons and they have their independent wills and they fight with each other. But when you talk about Radha Krishna, you know, they, within the Leela, they act as two distinct persons. But even when Radharani manifests a contrary bhava, you know, sometimes she appears to be angry with Krishna and she doesn't want to talk with Krishna. Now she is doing that for the pleasure of Krishna. So there is, it is not that Radharani is, when I say that Radharani is, Radharani and Krishna are one and are the same one person manifesting as two, that does not mean that Radharani is not a distinct person. For the purpose of Leela, the whole spiritual world and everything that is manifested in the spiritual world is for the purpose of Leela. And the underlying unifying reality within Leela is prema, is love. So everything that is manifest there is for love. If we understand God through the framework of Tattva and we understand God through the framework of Leela. And if you don't understand these progressively, then there can be a lot of confusion. Krishna steals butter. Now, stealing is a crime. How can God commit a crime? And, you know, if you want to commit a crime also, you know, steal something valuable. Why steal butter of all things? So actually, from the Tattva point of view, first we need to philosophically understand Krishna is God. And Krishna, He is God, He is the source of everything. He is the source of all butter also. So He doesn't have to steal butter. But within Leela, whatever is required for the reciprocation of love, for the intensification of love, He does. So Krishna acts like a mischievous child. And as a mischievous child, you know, what will increase the love of His devotees for Him, especially those loves, those devotees are in a maternal mood. That is, when He acts in a mischievous way, He steals butter. So He steals butter not because He's a thief, nor does He steal butter because He's hungry, nor does He steal butter specifically because, you know, He doesn't understand the value of things. No, He steals butter because that is the way He will reciprocate love with His devotees. So, Radharani is also Krishna, but she takes on a particular role for the reciprocation of love. And she acts as a different person. And she sometimes acts in a way which is pleasing to Krishna when she submits to His will. And sometimes she pleases Krishna by not submitting to His will. So that reciprocation of love is the fundamental reality. And that reciprocation of love is what we need to focus on. If, you know, if we try to look at the action without understanding the position, then that leads to confusion. So for example, if a person who is a tribal who doesn't know anything about surgery, that person comes to a hospital. And in the hospital they say that, you know, okay, this person is sick. And then this person, you know, he takes out a knife and he starts cutting the stomach of a person. Hey, he's killing, stop him. And other people say, hey, don't disturb. They're the relatives. And then he observes this relative. Hey, he's killing your relative. He says, doesn't pay any attention. Not only the relatives don't pay any attention, after the person he cuts up the stomach, the relatives go and pay the person. Say, what is going on? He says, but the problem is, he is looking at the action without understanding the position. Normally cutting is a crime. But this is a surgeon. Surgeon when cuts to heal. So similarly, when we understand, look at Krishna, if we try to understand Krishna's action without understanding His position, that will lead to confusion. So we need to understand the philosophy and then understand the pastimes. Okay? Yes, please.